Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord, let us delight in the Lord today. Lord, let us know that there be no joy but in you. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Wake us up for that, Lord God. Wake up every life here this morning. There is no joy but you, Jesus. Lord, that we were built for you. Lord, vessels to the praise and the glory of your grace. Lord, the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, hallelujah. I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. We are yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that I'm not my own. I was bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, and I thank you for that mercy moment by moment. I will praise you for your mercy till you come. Lord, it's so wonderful again to rejoice. And again I say rejoice in the house of the Lord. That you and you alone would be praised. And that you and you alone would be lifted up. For you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, beloved, beautiful Lamb of God. In you we wait. In you we expect everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I want to see him. Let's open our Bibles and we'll see him. Hallelujah, we'll see him. Little glass darkly, but a little bit more clear today. A little more light upon light till he come. Praise his name. Deuteronomy 13. We're going to be all over the word today. So I know you're going to get after me. Oh, brother, you're going too fast. Well, I'll tell you what. Speed up your going, brother. Sluggishness despised. Huh? Amen. We got to get running. Praise God. Finish with that full joy, nothing else, brethren. Warriors, endure hardness as good soldiers. We've been, hallelujah, oh, summoned, called, chosen, King of kings and Lord of lords. He is our commander, praise his name. Deuteronomy 13, 1. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake of unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. And here we go. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your turn on over to 1 Corinthians 3:13. Brother Paul was encouraged to say it like this in 1 Corinthians 3:13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Brothers and sisters, this is not a maybe for our lives. The furnace, the fire, that's how it's going to get done. You're never going to escape that. That's the way God does it. Without the Lord, sinful man is consumed. But with God, for us who believe, it's the purifying, it's the glorifying fiery furnace of our faith. Praise God. Now the fire, as many have heard this, and so beautiful, much like that of the silversmith. There was a silversmith, and he continued to put that piece of silver back in and out of that fiery furnace. And it seemed as if it would never end. And the question was posed to him by the person that continued to watch and watch. When do you know that it will be done? And that silversmith looked and said, when I can see myself perfectly in it. Praise God. See, I believe that there's a little bit more perfection to us who believe, not just a reflection, but see himself perfectly in it. Sun glory saints, praise God. Isaiah 43:2. In Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You know, a little side note, you're going to walk through rivers, and I love walking through rivers. There hasn't been a river that I've almost seen that I haven't walked through because I'm kind of dense. And my brother just told me going up to fish here this weekend, he said, "Now, brother, you know that that river's going to be too high." Uh-huh. But you got to get to the other side to fish the hole. I got out there about halfway, and I thought, Dwayne's seen me in there before, just standing going, "Dwayne, I don't think you come out here. I'm a little heavier than you." But those waters were starting to overflow me. And a couple times I went down into that water. Got banged up a bit, but you know, it never overflowed me. And he stood me right back up, and we went all the way through that water. And I was on that other side, soaking wet, kind of cold. But oh, the fruit that he put into my creel of those fish that I got on the other side. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Do you see the promise here? See, not only will we not be consumed, but just as the Hebrew children, the flame shall not be upon us. You can know that. You can think you're feeling heat, which you do. Because it's not joyous for the moment, is it? But oh, the peaceable fruit that's going to come forth. And I so thank God that, I'll tell you what, we're in exceeding times. I'm talking exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think times, that we can get there in the furnace. And I'll tell you what, we can have a Holy Ghost revival. We can be praising God and seeing these things in perfection. And even the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, as my strength, I begin to just praise him unconsciously, almost deliriously, thanking God, knowing that in due time, Lord, you will exalt me. Praise his name. As it goes on in Isaiah 1:25. Isaiah 1:25. I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. Hallelujah. See, this flame, brothers and sisters, is to purge away the dross, to take away the tin, melting and trying till all that is left is the gold, silver, and the precious stone. But here, look at what we just read. I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross. The flame is his hand. The flame is his hand. He directs it all. He's the one that does it all. Nothing ever touches us but his hand. Remember that. See, he doesn't just put you in the fire and say, okay, he drops you off. Uh-uh. He has you in his hand, and he'll put you in there. You never leave his hand. And his hand, as we even read here, is what does, hallelujah, the purging of the dross. And he does it perfectly. Did you hear that? Because you're in something right now. I know you are. Praise God, we're a people full of needs. As the world would say, oh, that insecure nut bunch. Well, I don't need to go see a shrink. I got the Word of God that keeps my heart and mind in Jesus Christ. Yeah. See, I realize what I am but for God. I thank the Lord. I know some of the infirmities that he has blessed me with. Amen. Oh, Satan to even buffet me. You know, we could get real haughty, high and minded with the things that we know. If the Lord wasn't faithful to put those thorns in your life, that you still say time and time again, oh Lord, This is a weakness I wish I didn't have. This is something that tests my flesh that I wish I did not have. But then as I begin to know the perfect will of God, I begin to praise Him. Really in a delirious way to say, Lord, you know me. You know the way I take. You know the hair on my head. You know my thought afar off. Oh, without the perfection, praise God, of what He's doing with every bit of your life, you would be drifting out there so far away from the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you wouldn't know anything about it. Can you begin to praise the Lord for your life? Huh? Without looking at the other guy to say, well, why can't I be like him and praise the Lord for my life? Because you know what? I always remember when the Lord called me to pastor, oh, those are some big shoes to fill there, Brother Hill. And I said, man, there's no way I can fill those shoes. Nor would I want to fill those shoes, because those aren't my shoes. I got my shoes. I'm right here. And they're, praise God, made of fine camel. And that's the only way I'm getting there. Camel shoes. Got to get them, Bob, you know. But it's the truth. Praise the Lord. See, brothers and sisters, this is our life. We've got to know this. This is the hand of the faithfulness of God chastening in our life. We'll read this last scripture together here in Psalm. It's so beautiful. Let's go over to the 66th Psalm. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. A place of my cup runneth over, I shall not want place. Amen. All of these different things so perfectly tailored for each and every one of us. Yes, this is our life, brothers and sisters. We have a life that is of valleys and hills. Abounding in a base. Yes, a life of trial upon trial. But thanks be to God that we know the truth. We know the truth. We have heard the truth. By the grace of God, I'm here to hear the truth, to believe the truth. Because faith comes by hearing the truth, by hearing that word of God. And I thank the Lord that we hear that word of God. And that is the one thing in hearing the word of God that we've heard today, that it is all about, is how much do we love and trust the Lord? He's going to prove you. How much do you love me? And the evidence of how much you love me, how much will you trust me? How much will you believe me? Oh, I've given you everything. See, God can't deny being so straightforward. He is a lover of our soul. He is the lover that wears his heart on his sleeve. It is right out there for you. There's no doubt about what God is going to do with our lives. It is so straightforward and clear, brothers and sisters. But no wonder so many of God's precious people bail and refuse the chastening of the Lord because it's too intense. I've heard that. Oh, brother, this is just too hard. This is too intense. And I understand that. It's not joyous for the moment. But may I remind you, we are the sons of the living God. God is our Father. We are God's sons. And He is a jealous God. And He is a God of lofty visions. Lofty visions. You parents think you got lofty visions for your kids? You haven't seen anything that God has. He's got lofty vision for you. And that lofty vision, praise God, it comes by one thing, and that is the test. And then another test. And a test, and a test, and a test, and a test. Because what pleases God? Faith. And what is faith? It's the trying of your faith. And as we know, how we get that faith to overcome is by hearing the word of God. Amen. See, and think about it again. See, we've overcome things all of our lives. I know it's hard to kind of remember way back when, but I hear the stories of ones that are even older, about when they were kids, you know, 5, 7, 8, 12, family moved, mom and dad divorced, all these different things. Those were times of overcoming. Major times of overcoming. And every triumph is so sweet to God. because he saw it in ages past. He saw that perfect pattern for your life. His brother prayed, God does not give us things to defeat us. He gives us things that launch us out, that have us to go further on than we could ever go in our own strength. It's always going to be through his strength. That's what's his glory. It's always going to be through his grace. That's what's going to be magnified. Think about that. God's mercy is always going to be magnified. It's not going to be your goodness. He's going to put you in things where, yes, not intentionally, but he knows you're going to fail. You're going to be unfaithful. But then that's the abounding, abundant grace of God. He's got it right there for you to lay hold of. And then, he launches you on. Launches you on, and you grow up. But as you go through each and every one of these things, as a young person growing into teenage and then young adult and all of that, think about the faith that the Lord has given you. The faith to trust Jesus. And that faith is always working, and you continue to need all of the faith that he's built up, all of the scriptures that he's given you for your entire life. Because those scriptures, praise God, that's standing on the promises of God. They work when you're 6, they work when you're 60, they work when you're 106. I don't know how old you're going to be. But they just work. They never fail. Amen. But here's the difference. As you go on in life and into those deep, deep trials, you're going to need the deep, deep word of God. And as you go on into the deep, deep word of God, you're going to even have more deep, deep trials, because he knows that's the perfecting of the ones that will rule and reign jointly together with me. Oh, yes. See, brothers and sisters, once again, if we as Moses know his ways, we wait on the mighty hand of God to deliver. We wait on God. When you know the ways of God, when you know the gospel, you don't doubt God. You don't doubt him. Oh, now there might be times, I get that, don't get me wrong. But when you know the ways of God, as Moses knew the ways of God, he was the prophet. Hallelujah. He knew what God was doing. He was encouraged to wait upon the mighty hand of God. And even when he got a little anxious, and oh yes, Moses did, and we read about it, God in his faithfulness would tell him, Moses, wait. Wait. Amen. But if you only know the acts of God, if you're one of the Christians that continues only to look for his miracles, I need to see more manna from the sky. I need to just see the seas parting. You'll never know the value of the treasure in the valley of waiting for God. You'll never know the value, the riches in waiting by faith, digging ditches in a desert, and trusting the Lord to fill them up. I love to hear those testimonies. And I love to hear the testimony when the brother or sister are in the time. Not just the time that they've taken out. I'm rejoicing more and more all my life now. Brother, oh man, I'm just getting beat up. It's incredible. Really, you'd almost say, you need help. No, it's beautiful because they're trusting God. They just know. In due time, he will deliver. In due time, he'll exalt. He'll do it. He's promised. He cannot lie. And so wonderful. You'll never know that beauty. But see, when that testing comes, if you don't know and don't go into that trusting God time of your life, when those tests come, you'll murmur. And I don't want to be one of those murmuring ones. I read about those murmuring ones. You know where they were left? Bones waxing in a desert. Oh my, without knowing the ways of God, that's the way you go. Now, think about the time that we live in. Think about the age that we live in. Brothers and sisters, if we do not see the heights of Paul's gospel, I'm talking about the sincerity of a verse like Romans 8:17, to rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with him, exalted with him in that glory, together with him, if so be that ye suffer together with me. Now, brothers and sisters, if we do not know the heights of that, then for this age, we do not know the ways of God. That's the truth. Moses knew for his day the height of what God was going to do for his people. He was given that. That, if you will say, the dispensation for what was to be was given through that vessel. It was given through Moses. He understood of the deliverance of what was going to happen for the people of Israel. That was the truth. God has given us, hallelujah, a chosen vessel. The chief of sinner. His name was the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul was given that vision, that message, that dispensation. But it was even a greater promise. It was hidden, a hidden thing, a mystery that now was made known to Paul. Hallelujah. It was given to him for us. Thank you, Jesus. And here, brothers and sisters, if we do not know that and enter into that, we would just be the same as those that just walked around looking for the miracles of God, as opposed to knowing the ways of God for the age. Let me tell you something. You know the way of God for this age. And it's called Paul's gospel. Hallelujah. And in knowing that, you know one thing? The furnace has never been more hot. It's never been more heated. And without Paul's gospel, you know what you would think? Well, I'm not in for this. This is just too much. But see, when you know Paul's gospel, the too much isn't the suffering. The too much is the glory that shall be revealed. That's what the too much is. Oh, too much to suffer. No, I'll tell you what too much is. You know what too much is? Ruling jointly together with Jesus Christ. Glorified together with Jesus Christ. That's way too much. That's so beyond the suffering, amen, that it's not even worthy to be compared in the same universe. It's not even worthy to be uttered with the glory that shall be revealed in us who believe. Amen? You know the ways of God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, we're in a different age of technology and man's minds and all of these things. But the Word of God still owns it all. There isn't any other wisdom but the Word of God. They try to come up with a new answer, a new philosophy, a new design, a new theory. He didn't need anything new. Because his salvation is new every day. The word that never changes set it all in motion. Praise God, he spoke it and it was so. Come on. We walk by faith, brothers and sisters. We walk by faith. You know, I know we can kind of flash back and we think, oh man, we're walking through that rocky valley and somewhere in Palestine or Israel or wherever that was and everything. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God has never changed. You got to get the vision for your life right now. My goodness. It's all powerful. He's put us in this time and it's so beautiful. Because that the enemy coming in such blunt force right now to defeat the people of God. Defeat you with leisure and slumber. Technology, all of these things to entertain your mind, to get you distracted. To think somehow, some way that God is irrelevant in this day. Let me tell you something, he's more relevant in this day than he's ever been. There's more unhappy people, there's more angry people, there's more people that are sick. There's more people that are incensed with hate than there's ever been. Because it's about to be unleashed. That's what's so exciting. That's why it's so apparent and wonderful. Our God is real. Our God is alive. Our God is so near. And his coming, hallelujah, is on the wing. It is. It's so time to wake up. It's time to get out of, again, just looking at the mirror. Yes, we're going to go through suffering. But there's purpose. Oh, the most defined and definite and honed in for a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, that's the ways of God. That's the ways of God. I don't need a sensational this or that of Christianity. I appreciate however Christ is preached. I do. But hone in on this. This is even more magnificent than Moses' day. Getting ready for all of those things God said would be, whether it was going to be the deliverance out of Israel. Wouldn't that be exciting to say, okay, look at man, I'm going to throw these plagues on them here. And Pharaoh's going to get fussy and he's going to tell you no. But Moses, here's what's going to happen. Choop, 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 choop. And somehow, some way, we lose that connect. We think that, you know, God doesn't deal with us the same way. He deals with us in even a more powerful way. It's called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. That's the power of his might. He sits you down. He shakes you up. And he's told you these things are coming to pass. Sure, and I see those things coming to pass, and I'm looking up. But I know the ways of God and how he works. You know how he works? He works through his blood. You know how he works? He works through the infilling of the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that awesome? And then he said, don't just get filled. He said, get full of the Holy Ghost. And then he gives you the whole counsel of God. He gives you the bridal message. These are the ways of God. Now you're getting into the ways of God, and you're honing in. And he's pressing you, and he's pressing your family, and he's pressing your life, and he's pressing you out of measure. And it hurts. It hurts. I love it. Yeah. Sometimes it's called pain. Heard a funny comedian yesterday. He said, you know, doctors don't like to use the word pain. They like pressure. So when they say, you know, pressure's coming, get ready, a whole lot of pain. Can you believe that the Lord speaks to me through silly comedians? Let's wrap this up. The too much, though, brothers and sisters, as I said, isn't the suffering. The too much is the glory. The word assures us that our temporal sufferings are not worthy to be compared. The height of the exceeding riches of his grace throughout eternity to his bride supersedes any reservation or hesitation there could ever be for me saying, I will go. Amen. We have drunk from the fountain. I believe we would all attest there ain't any other fountain. There just isn't another. I was thinking another compares. There just isn't any other fountain. Once you've eaten of the strong meat, by the grace of God, it's got to be the strong meat. I don't like bad food. I want strong meat. And thank you, Jesus. He's always ready to serve it. We are in the exceeding great and precious promise time. We are in the better thing time. The knowledge time of all the hidden mysteries that the prophets wrote. That the prophets wanted to know what they were writing. But they were writing them for us. And us who believe. And us who want to know. And us who will endure. And us in due time who will be exalted to the same height. Exalted to the same glory. All I can tell you is he so impressed on my heart. I'm so thankful my wife was out of the house yesterday or wherever she was. I bursted out and I said, I'm in. I said, praise be to God. I'm in. You in? Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just tell you thank you. We love you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Amen.